payment out by the two dots, middle of the page. Bashasagitis Nemanim Abalachuma. The Mishnah said that an Amoritz is believed during the time of the processing of the Gitis and the Badim. So at that point in time, the Derech was they'd be Matar themselves and their Kalim, and their Neman even on Truma. For Amin, he'll ask you a contradiction. There's a this is a Mishnah. A Germer Zesov, an Amoritz, who was finishing processing his olives, he's planning to make oil out of them. He's an Amoritz. So what he should do is Yeshayar Kupa Achas. He should leave over one container's worth of olives. He should not process and make into oil. Well, he will not make into oil. You give it to a kohen who is a chaver, who will then process the olives and make the oil himself. I.e., we don't trust the Amoritz on that the truma would be tahara, so the kohen would not be able to accept it. This way, the kohen will process it and make it into oil under the kohen's the kohen who's a chaver. There's a girsa that says is that the girsa is le'ene kohen, which means or he would do it under the watchful eye of the kohen. Suppose he's giving it to the kohen. The kohen will see that it wasn't mukshir, and the kohen will. By doing so, he'll declare it. You can't be mafresh from zaysim onto oil. But once he makes it into oil, it still belongs to him. And he'll be mafresh truma from that oil and everything which is remaining in the bat. So. But what you see is that the Amoritz, the Mishnah is saying, is not going to be able to process it himself and be believed. He has to give it to a chaver to take care of. If you give the gears of La'oni, so one of the suggestions is that because if you give it to an usher, you give it to an usher. There's a halacha that the kohen can't be mesiyah beis hakrovus. Kohen can't help. People, they would obviously hire work. They would hire workers to help the harvest, etc. But you can't. The kohen can't come along and help, and then in reward for his help, get the truma. The truma is something you have a matana. And if the kohen is doing it, and it looks like he's doing it because he wants to get the advantage over the other kahanim, so that you can't do. If a kohen is an oni and he needs work, he's allowed to work. He's allowed to be hired. So you take a kohen who's an oni, so it doesn't look like he's being mesayeya in order to get his truma. It looks like he's a worker doing work. If you give it to a kohen usher, it looks like he's being mesayeya v'esegronis. What's he? All of a sudden, this kohen usher is doing work out there. He's doing it because he wants to get the truma. So that's why they chose Oni. If you have the years of Le'ene, then we're not differentiating between Oni and Osher. We're just saying that the Kohen should see it. But anyway, you see that the Amoritz is not believed in regards to the Tahara of the Truma. Amar Nachman Lakasha, Haba Charpi, Haba Apli. Charpi comes the word charif, sharp, which means over here it's referring to the ones which come quickly. That it's talking about the people which are processing earlier on in the processing time of the bad. And those there, the locha is that the amoritz is nemun. Rashi learns. Ba'apli means the people who wait all the way to the end. It's darker already. It's like you know, Eskish left. So those people already, it's the halacha says already at that point in time, the Amoris is no longer Nema. Amalei Rav Ada Bar Abba, Kegad Mai. You know, when you say Apli, what do you have in mind? How Apli is Apli? So, Rav Nachman answered back, Koisin Shal Beis Avicha, like your family, that they actually do things quite late. So that's what's referred to as Apli. Okay. I'm not sure whether that was supposed to be a compliment or not. If you ask Amar Beglila Shanu, that the will differentiate not between the time but the place. So the Mishnah says that the Amoris is Neman is referring to in the in Yehuda. And the Mishnah which says there in Mesechta Taharis that they're not Neman is referring to Galil. So why Galil? So Rashi doesn't really say any reason why we should deal with Truma and Galil any different than we should deal with Truma and Yehuda. He just says, Mitzal the Pshat in the Mishnah, since the Mishnah does refer to Yehuda, it starts off with that in Yehuda, they're Neman on Tarash Yain Rishemen the whole year, and during Gittus and Badim, they're Neman on Truma. So the word Yehuda is modifying both regards to Kachem and regards to Truma. That's how Rashi, you know, understands the Mishnah. Or Rav Yosef is understanding the Mishnah. So the word Yehuda is describing both the Nemanas and Kachim, which is the whole year, and the Nemanas and Truma, which is only during the time of the Gittus and the Badim. As opposed to learning the Mishnah that Kachim in Yehuda, you're Neman, and Truma, you're Neman anywhere, anytime, anywhere during the Gittus and the Badim. So Yehuda is modifying both. Tosa suggests why would Galil be different? There are different Chazal who Shemashma that there was much more oil in the Galil area, etc. And they used to take them a long time to process it. So that length of time of Gittus and Badim ready, the Chazal were not so comfortable with giving the Amoris Nemanis to. Whereas Yehuda, the process was quicker, so that they were comfortable giving the Amorites Nemanis. Okay, Esa Abaya by asked a question on Rav Yosef that there's a brisa which says that Eber Hayardin, but Ugalil, Harei Hein Ked Yehuda, both of them are like Yehuda, that Nemanim Al Yain and Bishas Yain, Bal Hashem and Bishas Hashem, and you believe in the Yain during the time of the processing the wine. And the oil, the time of processing the oil. Abaloy al yain b'shas Hashemin, abaloy al Hashemin b'shas yain. The Brisa continues and says, we don't believe that Nemanis, even though we could argue, listen, obviously, if he's tor for wine, if he dealt with his oil properly, also, if he'd go take care of it at that point in time. We don't say that. Okay, but the Brisa says that we deal with Abraham Yardin and Galil the same way we deal with Yehuda, that you are Neman. So that's pretty explicit, not like Rav Yosef. Whereas Ela Machuarta, Kedeshenamikar, the correct Pshat is like we answered before. The difference between the Karpi and the Apli. That's a Rav Yosef Taich. Now, there's interesting, the Miridus Taiches. Hoba Karpi, Hoba Apli are both the exceptions. There's the Shasabad, and then there's the people who do it early, that's the Karpi. People do it late, which is the Apli. So the more almost doesn't even say two sides. He says that place which says that you have to Mishar Zesa Vakupa, the Kupa Achas, and you can't, the Amor is not Neman, is it a case that people are doing it out of the regular time period? They're doing it either early or late. That's how he touches the Gemara. Zechariah Shigar Mezesov, Amorit Shabar Ligam Mezesov, and Amorit is holding at the end. He's holding at the end of the process. He hasn't done it yet because. So Yishar Kupa Achas the Tzarech B'Tshuma. So he'll leave him with one Kupa which he'll use for Tshuma. He then Laoni Kayin, V'Yarena Shalachuk Shuru, hazesim, the kohen will see that the zesim were not mokshur. V'kohen yasena b'taharu, and the kohen will then process it b'taharu. Alma, even though b'shas agitah is about him, ain't them on him. Even the time the gitah is about him, he's not nemon. Ba'apli, shkar over his man agitah, the ruba d'alma, the majority of the people have finished them already. Kamer d'lo mehemen, you're not believed. K'shal b'shamicha, apli hava, they used to do it late. V'yresis ha'beglidu shanu, masis in the katoni, the mehemni, that which Mr. said they're believed is b'yehuda koi. It's only in Yehuda. Tiktani Resha, should be Yehuda the Monim al Taras Yain Meshemin. They believe in Yehuda for Yain and Shemin for Kachim the whole year. Valwa Koi, and on that same case of Yehuda, the mission continues and says, Ubashasakit is about him, Afalad Shumma. And the same way they believe in Yehuda the whole year on Yain and Shemin for Kachim, during the Gitas of the Bada, they believe for Shumma also. Okay, zok the Gemara. Avru hagidas v'badim v'viyoloi chobis shal yain. This is a quote from the Mishnah. So that the time of the gidas v'badim had passed. If they would bring a container of wine to the chover, lo yikap the kain chover, lo yikap lano haimenu. He should not accept it. Abba manicha. The Amoritz will leave it legas habod to the coming gas. Next time he's processing the wine, and he'll give it then.
Good morning, Rabbi
Kramer.
Hello, good morning.
Over v'kibla mahu she'anichen legas habod. If the kohen did accept it, can the kohen put it away to the coming gas? And when, at that point in time, the Amoritz has nemanis to say that he processed it b'tahara. So then it'll be okay. Now Rashi is not masber. Is the question of the Gemara is that you could notice the Gemara's question in one of two ways. Either the Gemara's question is that is he believed or not? Or maybe he's only believed as long as it's under his jurisdiction. The Amoritz has it, so he delivers it to the next gas. We're not mechiv to ask, did you process it during this gas or last gas? Where's it from? He delivers during the gas time. He's them, so he's delivered. So he has to keep it to be able to have the bonus. But he gave it to the kohen already. So what are you going to say? He gave it to the kohen. Next gas comes a year later. He says, by the way, that barrel that I gave you after the time, I'm telling you, it was patara, and I'm them nowadays. Right now, I'm them. Maybe yeah, maybe no. That's one way to learn the Morris Kasha. The Morris Kasha is that definitely he's Neman. Will we allow the Kayan to do that? You know, it's because he already accepted it. He shouldn't have said. He should not have accepted it. He accepted it. So now he's going to stick it off into the corner and hold on to it until next year or until next gas, 9 months from now. Well, do we want a Kayan having a barrel which he shouldn't be using off to the side for 9 months? Maybe he'll forget and use it. So the problem is not the question of nemanis, the question is the propriety of waiting and potential of him making a mistake. So the more you could touch the Gemara's kasha either way, Rashi doesn't tell you one way or the other. Maybe it's the third way to touch it. I just thought of two possibilities. Okay. So they asked Rashi to follow this question. Amar lahu tenitua. We have a Bryce, which is taught it. We have a Mishnah which has taught it to us. Chavre v'amoritz shiyoshu esaviya amoritz. The father dies. The father was an amoritz, and he had two sons. One son was a chavre. One son was an amoritz. So Yochel Ermela, the Chaver can tell the Amoritz, tell a tochitin shemalchim ploini, banichitim shemalchim ploini. Rashi says that the case was that the Chaver was aware that the chitim in place X had not been mokshar yet. Therefore, they'd be tor, because they're not mokshar, they can't be mekabotum. In Nachitim in place Y already were mokshur. And therefore the Amoritz, they're mokshur, the Amoritz, we have to assume that they're Tomei. But he doesn't want grain, which is Tomei, can't do anything with it. So he's allowed to make a division of the Yerusha. I'll get the chitim in place X, which are not mokshur. You'll get the chitim in place Y, which are mokshur. Or tolato yain shemachim ploini, the same case. Many yain shemachim ploini. I'll take the wine of place that. Now there's no issue of heksher over there, but he knows that those were processed with tahara, etc., whatever. That's acceptable. The chaver can do that. But he can't tell him. You take the liquids, and I'll take the solids. So we'll split up like that. The liquids don't need heksher, so then they're all mokshur and they're all tameh. And the solids weren't mokshur yet, and they're great. So let's split like that. So Rashi says, what's the problem? If they are, let's finish up the Mishnah. Or tola tochitim and hisarim, or you take the wheat and I'll take the barley. So can't do that. What's the problem? The problem is that when the brothers are dividing, so Rashi says we can apply the concept of brayer over here. So when they divide and I get X amount of wheat, you get X amount of wheat, we can say the concept of Brera, it's like Minashamayim, this was our portion. This was our, so I'm not selling something to you, it's not like we're doing an act of exchange. Really, I own X amount in this whole lot, you own X amount in this whole lot. What I'm really doing is saying, I'm selling out my rights to half A, and to you, and I'm taking your rights and half me. That's how we could understand the division, right? So if we do that, what the chaver is doing is selling to the Amoritz something which is tameh. The law is that the chaver cannot sell to the Amoritz something which is tameh, even though the Amoritz whatever he has is tameh. The part of the chaveris is not to give away something which is improper.
Sort of, they're both inheriting it, though.
I understand, but now when we're dividing it, how do we understand the division? Is a division, we say, when we divide it, as if that now is, that becomes as if that really was my portion originally. That would be based on the concept called Breira. Then when you clarify something later on, it works retroactively to define that was the original reality. Or no, you can't redefine the original reality. Whatever it was, it was. So what are you left with? You're left with that I'm selling out my rights to that pile of wheat, which I own half of it. I'm giving that to you as an exchange because you're going to give me your ownership in this pile of wheat. We all own half of everything. Two brothers, right? So brother A is saying to brother B, listen, whatever I own in that pile, I'm selling to you, and in exchange for whatever you own in pile B, which you're selling to me.
When they take possession, do they actually have to take half of that pile? Or if they say, well, it all equals one, you just take yours, I'll take mine. Do they have, if I sold you half of it, I mean, do they have to? Because that would be different.
The case was that there's two silos of wheat. Right? Let's say for argument that they're the same amount, just to make life easier. Right? There's two brothers. So brother A says to brother B, Reuben says to Shimon, I said, listen, Reuben, listen, Shimon, I own half of that pile. You own half of that pile. I own half of this pile. You own half of this pile. So instead of dividing up the two piles, I have a great idea. I'll take that pile. You'll take that silo. You'll take this silo. He says, yeah, but how do I get ownership? I don't own all of it. So we're going to do a valid exchange, a like kind of exchange. I'm going to give you ownership of whatever I own in this silo, and you'll give me ownership of whatever you own in that silo. So that's a sale. Or no, we don't look at it as a set. We look at when Reuven takes one side and Shimon takes another side, we look at it as that became a beer, that became a clarification of that was supposed to be their portion. If you say that, he's not selling anything. If you don't say that, he's selling something. The law is that the chaver can't sell this. Amor is going to take it, make it into tshuva, give it to the kayin. It's tamei. The chaver has facilitated. I would probably be a chaver, didn't have a chaver, but the chaver has facilitated. It's pass the test by the bezin of all the tshuva and the tzara. Right. So the chaver has facilitated an act of this. His brother, the Amoritz, he sold to him something which he's now going to use to process it improperly and give to the Kayan. You know, I'll do that. So we say braver, we say it's not a sale. This was your portion. I'm allowed to take my portion. But if it's two different items, so that's clearly that wasn't. It wasn't Min HaShemayim that Reuven was supposed to get the grain, and Shimon was supposed to get the liquids. That we're not going to say. Min HaShemayim, each person has a portion of everything. This is my portion. This is your portion. Okay, we can say that. We can't say Breira on two different items. So that's a sale. Now, Batani Allah, so what does he do? In that straight, we can't do that. You can't split it up. So if he gets half of the lach and half of the yavesh, he has to destroy the lach and he can use the yavesh. But so Rav Sheshet said, why doesn't he just wait till the coming gas where the there's nemonis of the Amorites and let his brother tell him that he knows it was done by Tahara. Solve the problem. Some more answers. B'dabra she'en l'gas. We're talking about something which there's no processing time which he has an amonis. Where's Father Makasha? V'yenichena l'regel. Because we'll see later on that the lochos of Tumah of Anamoris were suspended during the regel. We don't want to create a problem where people will not be able to interact with each other freely during regel. More answers. The regel. We're talking about something which would not be able to last until the regel. So that wasn't an option. Zot Rashi. Yechol Ermelay. Tilatzach Eitan Rimal complaining. The chaver can tell the Amoritz, you take the chitim in this place. Shideya behind the case was the chaver knew shehukshur that those chitim already had been mukshur. When he etel chitim in Mokomploini, shideya shalahukshur. The case being, I know that the other silo of grain, we're not talking about standing, we're talking about it's already chitim, it's already been processed, it's just a silo of chitim, a pile of the wheat already. So he knows those chitim were not hokshur, so therefore there's no tumah. The kim and the chad min ahein, since they're one min, the same item. Min and yesh breira, so we can apply the concept of breira. She'elohin chalko shozeh, she'elohin chalko shozeh. This was truly his portion, and this is truly his portion. Lehichlif loychover la'moritz chalko. It wasn't there was an exchange that the chaver gave away his part in the tameim to get the amoritz's part of the tahara. We don't say that that's what happens. We say no. It wasn't an exchange. This is truly his portion. So he's not doing any exchange. If it's two different items, ain loymer breira. You can't say that we should apply the concept of Breira, which would mean that Kishemesavim Novachelik Lizabachelik Lizabacholamin. Each person gets a portion of each item. So Reuben owns half of the wine, and Shimon owns half of the wine. Reuben owns half of the oil, and Shimon owns half of the oil. So Reuben takes all the wine, and Shimon takes all the oil, we're gonna have a that's a sale. So then he's making an exchange. So you're taking something which is tamei, giving it to Amor, which is then going to be take off truma and give it to the kayan. You can't do that. Service alach. So what does he do? In kayan who v'yashemen the truma madlika l'neris. He can burn it. He doesn't have to destroy it. Rashi says he could use it if he's a case would be if he's a kayan. You're allowed to burn it. You can use the oil not to eat, but you can use the oil to burn. Because the loch is shemen shruma, which became tomei. You burn it, you're allowed to be, and you're allowed to benefit while you're burning it.
So for this, I guess you can.
I'm sorry?
Inheritance is inheritance in items, not in value. That each item is actually inherited, not the value of the item. So the division has to be the division of each type of item.
Correct. They own the property. They don't.
So when it comes to a house, one home has to buy out the other one.
Correct. And the buyout might be that he'll take other X amount of other items in the inheritance.
Yeah, that's just a question of what he uses to do the buy.
B'davar shem legas, kigoyin shecher to mortar mishal truma. The case was beer made out of dates, date beer, which there was no processing time. It wasn't like by oil, which they had a specific processing time. It was done whenever. So then, if so, Rashi says the word serf doesn't mean to burn it to use it. It means loshen iba, means destroy it. Leave it over to the yomtiv. Shetumas amoritz ena beregel. It doesn't apply during regel, like we have later on in the Mishnah. Chavov. Then he could sell it. We could do something with it. Then Simur says no, because it wasn't something which would last until the regel. But Tosis raises a problem with Rashi's pshat of breiru. This Shiloh over here of how we look at Yerusha between two brothers and how we look at their division is a machlokas in the Gemara. The Gemara has a machlokas. Do you say Achan Shechalku Loichim Havi? The act of dividing up, let's say, the fields, let's say the division, you know, besides the standing items, they're also dividing the real property. So they divide the real property. So there was two fields. So one took one field, one took the other field. That's how they divided it up. So was that an act of Yerusha when they divided it, or was it an act of Mechira? What's the Nafkamina? When it comes Yovel, what happens when Yovel comes? So Rechon says they're Lekuchos. Really, Reuben owns half of field A and half of field B. Shimon owns half of field A, half of field B. Reuben takes field A. What he's really doing is selling out his rights in field B to Shimon, who's selling out his rights in field A. So they're lekuchos. So when it comes to Yovel, they have to put it back into the middle and redivide. So if you tell me this Mishnah is saying that at least in one min there's a concept of reira, and they're not considered lekuchos, so there's a beferish Mishnah in the Sefer Demai that Rabbi Yochanan is wrong. Then you divide up fields, which are the same min, you should say Breira. So where Rashi is learning, Lechara, this mission should be a kasha on Rabbi Yochanan. The more I never asks this kasha, the more I ask many kashas of Rabbi Yochanan, and the more I answers them, but the more I never asks from this Mishnah, which would indicate this Mishnah is nothing to do with the concept of Breira. So Tosis says, the more it says affairs, the Rabbi Yochanan's halacha is totally in the question. Depends on the question. Yesh breira, ain breira. And Rabbi Yochanan says explicitly, ain breira, and therefore the lekuchos. Well, the more the more should ask on Rabbi Yochanan from this mission. If the underlying logic of this mission is Yesh Breira, So why don't we wake up one day and say, hey, there's a Farish Mishnah 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 Demai, you're wrong. But if the logic behind this mission is something else, so then it's no cash. Tosis doesn't really answer the question, but giving an alternative shot in how to learn this Mishnah. He says, but the Gemara asks many different questions, and there are many Mishnahs which indicate one way, many Mishnahs indicate the other way. Yesh Breira and Breira, so maybe the Gemara just felt that this Mishnah wasn't going to be conclusive. It's a large Mechlokes Tanoim, so that's the Gemara's end of the day. The Gemara says the Mechlokes Tanoim, so Rebbechon is going to answer this Mishnah. Oh, that's going like Tana X, and I don't know. That's going to be the answer. So, okay, the more than go through every single Mishnah, once you sit more time, you know what the answer is going to be already. You don't even ask the question. So Tosis is not giving a different pshat in the Gemara. He's accepting Rashi's pshat. He's just saying that that's the pshat. That you're going to have to say how to answer the question. Okay. Let's hold it here.